shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Sometimes I wonder what it would take to make a person sell their own country out like that. And there's one thing that it could be that I'm going to put out in the open here today.
The eruption of the Eyjafjallajökull volcano is
a sad irony. While we work to address hunger and food insecurity.
There's more smoke than oxygen in this general vicinity right
Burn
now.
Burn in hell.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about because truth is our bitch on this show. And through the looking glass, we take you each and every night. Thieves use Twitter to find out when you're not home so they can rob you. Plus, General Galen Shaw is going to be joining us here in just a moment to discuss a move to legalize marijuana in the military, something that he'll be speaking with members of the, well, I guess the powers that be, about shortly. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and of course our website, philhendryshow.com. Watch a live streaming video and listen to live streaming audio of our show right now. And the only way, really, to enjoy this show is not only listen to it, but see it. There's a lot of radio shows that say, hey, we're on video, you can watch us. You know, well, yeah, well, guess what? It sucks. Except watching this show, I can't even begin to describe that. In fact, I can't describe it because I can't watch it. I'm doing it. But I can well imagine what it looks like. All right. Before we bring on General Shaw, today is 420 Day. Did you know that? You probably don't know what that means if you're not a pot smoker, and that's fine. If you're not a pot smoker, that's probably really good. If you do know what 420 is, you either hang out with people that smoke weed or you do yourself, and you're relatively young. I don't think that this is a phenomenon that was around when I was in high school. I think 420 started after that, but it's the closest thing that marijuana smokers have to an official holiday. Every year on April the 20th at precisely 4:20 p.m., thousands of people across the country break the law and get high in public. Thousands, probably millions. It probably numbers in the millions, the number of people that are lighting up weed at 4:20 on 4:20 every year. Millions. Today, at gatherings in places like San Francisco's Golden Gate Park and Denver's Civic Center Park, that tradition continued as advocates of marijuana legalization converged and lit up. Ryan Grimm, author of This Is Your Country on Drugs, The Secret History of Getting High in America, tells MSNBC's Tamron Hall the origins of 420 Day.
It's impossible to know exactly how it started because there could always be some stoner who says, hey man, I used the term before these guys. But we did track it down to this group of high school students in San Rafael, California in 1971. A buddy of theirs had to abandon a patch of excellent bud somewhere in the Point Reyes forest.
So they like were a Cheech and Chong right. conversation.
Exactly.
So, I mean, excellent bud, I guess, and I'll translate, that means really good marijuana?
Or kind, or whatever the Californians like to call it.
Okay.
So they were going to go tramp through these woods looking for this, and so they said, well, we'll meet after school at the Louis Pasteur statue at 4:20. And so then when they would see each other in the hallway, they'd say, hey, 4:20 Louis, dude. And that was code for, you know, we're going to go get high and we're going to go look for this pot.
Now, Grimm explains how 4:20 got into the mainstream as a popular term.
After the counterculture kind of collapsed in San Francisco in the late 60s, everybody moved up to Marin County. And so you had the Grateful Dead living right where these five high school kids were. Mm. One of their fathers was doing real estate for the Dead. One of their brothers was managing like a side band for them. So they were always hanging out and smoking pot around the Dead. I actually interviewed the Dead about this, and they said, yeah, I remember those guys.
Wow.
I don't remember exactly when we started using 420. Shock there. but it spread over the next 30, 40 years, and here we are today that all across the country, people are going to meet at around 4:20. Mm-hmm. Going to spark up, and then they're going to go home.
Here's a stoner kid at a 420 celebration at UC Santa Cruz in California talking about lighting up.
Or blasting up, as they say.
There's more smoke than oxygen in this general vicinity right now.
Yeah.
I had to hike about 7 miles, and I walked 2 miles on the road,
I mean,
and then
right
5 miles in the woods with my African drum with me.
Very cool. Like,
and then I finally made it.
Several clouds.
And smoked a blunt to myself.
Okay, so General Galen Shaw is joining us now from Washington. General Shaw, thank you for joining us, and we're not going to talk you about 420.
I appreciate that very much, Bill. Although it sounds like an interesting subcultural phenomenon, one that I have to tell you I don't partake in.
All right, fair enough, sir. But we have you on the show here this evening to discuss the legalization of marijuana, at least in one sense, and that is the legalized use of marijuana for our soldiers, for troops, for the soldier in the field or elsewhere. There's going to be a lot of people who are probably thinking, well, I can understand what the general is saying. If they're old enough to die for the country, they certainly are old enough to. But this is something that's not even legal for the rank and file.
Well, Phil, let me tell you, first of all, why I believe what I believe and why I am going to ask for a meeting with Secretary Gates and Undersecretary Brown, and hopefully we'll be able to present my case to the President. Don't ask, don't tell has been on the mind of the President of the United States and a variety of other presidents for long enough. I think that it's very clear, whether I agree with it or not, don't ask, don't tell is a unpopular unpopular in repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I was going to say.
Yes, is unpopular at present with the military.
How do you feel about it?
I feel that whatever is good for morale is something that we must have. Whatever is going to damage morale is something that we need to leave at the door, if you will. And I don't think there's enough information right now for us to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell at present. Having said that, I am not prone to throw any real or considerable weight behind arguments for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I believe instead that the real argument that needs to be made now is the use of legalized marijuana for our troops. That is, members of the United States military services, the uniformed services and branches of the United States military.
And, all right, why?
Well, I believe that, first and foremost, these young men and women are the very best and the brightest that we have. They are the most patriotic. They are the most selfless. They love their country and are willing to die for their country. And only the very best should be given to these young people. Only the very best equipment, only the very best in food, only the very best in training. And I also believe, Phil, that when it comes to their relaxation, to their morale, to their own sense of well-being, whatever will add to that, I think we need to do. And I believe, from that standpoint, we need to legalize marijuana for the use of the United States military.
Now, are you saying, sir, and people are going to think this is very weird, I have to tell you, that you legalize weed for only the military?
No, I'm not saying there should be a prohibition against it for the American people. But I do believe that regardless of what happens with legalizing marijuana, it should be legalized for our fighting men and women. Understand, if you can, and I know that you do, Bill, and I would communicate this to your audience, the sacrifice that is required to be a member of the military. You are asked to consider laying your life down for your country if need be. You go into armed combat. You serve in times of war. There's no real need. There's only one reason why there is a military, and that is to exert the force of that military in wartime for victory. That is the only reason why there is a military. And because that is the reason, only the very best should be supplied to our young people. Now, I know that they have the right to drink alcohol and to relax that way. But when I talk about giving them the very best, I think there is one rung above that, and that is the legalization of marijuana. And I am hopeful that in meeting with the secretary,
I don't mean to interrupt you, sir, but can the military be granted this kind of a dispensation?
I don't see why not. We have prescription use for marijuana right now in many states in this country. I think that there could be a legalization, a partial legalization of the use of marijuana for the armed services. Without question, it is a relaxant for many of these young people who've used it before they entered the military. And understand that this is a movement with a lot of steam right now, and I'm confident the American people are behind the idea of legalizing marijuana for the military. I think Secretary Gates will be on board. And one of the reasons, I think, is because it not only is it a good way for in giving these young people the very best, it's a good way for them to relax because it's an accepted way for them to relax. But we saw in Vietnam soldiers who had used it, and remember, it was illegal then.
Absolutely.
But soldiers that used it in Vietnam were a more adventurous. They went into combat with a flair, if you will. I'm not approving of this, but more often than not, you would see a soldier that you knew smoked marijuana, and he might have a string of scalps, for instance, on his belt.
Scalps?
Well, remember, they're taken from dead bodies. But only the people that smoke...
Taking scalps from what? The soldiers? The dead soldiers?
From the enemy. Yes. But they're from dead bodies, Phil. This is not torture.
I understand, but it's a very... I don't know. It just seems like a very bizarre thing to do.
Well, these were the individuals that smoked marijuana. They had a more colorful... A more unrestrained view of warfare. There's nothing wrong with the taking of scalp if the individual is dead.
No, that's got to be some kind of a violation of the uniform military code. I mean, it's a dead soldier. You know, don't you have to bury the body or something?
Again, these were the soldiers in Vietnam that used occasionally would smoke that marijuana, or they'd have a string of. And I guess you're going to find fault with this, but remember, these were taken from dead bodies. They would have on their belt a string of ears.
Ears? Ears and scalps?
Yes, Phil. Listen to me, please. Marijuana lessens our troops' inhibitions, and they are more likely to better serve their country in enemy territory. They're more unrestrained. They won't be as scared. They're looser.
And so they're taking scalps and hanging ears from their belts?
Not all of them, but the ones that did tended to smoke weed. Yes.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. General Galen Shaw is on this 420 is proposing, and we'll be talking to Secretary Gates. He proposes to legalize the use of marijuana for soldiers, for American soldiers, for American service people, Marines, soldiers, sailors, airmen, etc., because they deserve the very best. Although his comment that the soldiers that he saw in Vietnam that smoked marijuana and took scalps and ears, I don't think if he makes that case to the Secretary of Defense, I don't think he's going to get very far. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Your call's next with our guest, General Galen Shaw, on whether or not marijuana should be legalized now for the military. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, they
kicked
the gold out of their teeth.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. On the line is General Galen Shaw, retired United States Army General. And it's always a nice time to have you on our show, General Shaw. And we wanted to bring you on today, 420. And I know that you're probably not all that familiar with it, but you have been talking about legalizing the use of marijuana for American soldiers for a long time. And again, the very tail end of your comments there about soldiers being so relaxed that they would scalp or take the ears of dead enemy prisoners, I'm sure sends a little bit of a shiver up people's spines.
Well, Phil, I apologize, but let me explain. In Vietnam and in World War II, there's an awful lot that's done in combat. But I would tell you this. the smoking of marijuana relaxes and releases inhibition to the point where a soldier becomes very creative and very uninhibited. Now, in Vietnam, if there was a soldier that took scalps or ears, and you've seen the television programs where they, in the movie Inglourious Basterds, it shows them taking scalp. This actually happened in wartime.
Right, it happened, and it's almost, some people look at that as a, not only a perhaps a, the desecration of a corpse being a war crime, but a horrible thing for a man to sink into mentally.
No, not at all. Not in the present war in Iraq and Afghanistan. When I saw the soldiers in Vietnam, for instance, taking a scalp or hanging ears from their belts or noses.
Noses and ears, huh?
Oh, well, again, when I saw this, you knew you were looking at a soldier that had a view toward his job in the field as being almost artistic. And I say that being very serious. I don't. These are not men that tortured. These are not men that abused, physically abused any living soldier or captive. But once the enemy was dead, they would adorn themselves with the nose or the ear of their dead adversary. This is very primal. Understand. And the ones that did this were usually the ones that engaged in the smoking of marijuana. Now, if you go to Vietnam or Afghanistan, where you are fighting a soldier that is not a uniformed soldier, then the onus is much less, because you're not really violating the law then.
And you're talking about because they're not wearing a uniform?
They're not wearing a uniform. The Hajis and the towelheads, as the soldiers call them, you can scalp them, wear their noses, their ears, what have you, and this now becomes an adornment of your adversary in a almost pseudo-religious ritual that makes the soldier stronger in the eyes of his ancestors. This is all part of it.
Well, you're talking about something now that's almost like, I don't know, almost ancient. 877-876-PHIL. Let's take some phone calls. Anna Marie in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Anna Marie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with General Galen Shaw.
Yes, I just want to say that I believe that we should legalize marijuana, but I don't think that this gentleman is furthering the cause. He is not helping. He makes it sound like people that smoke marijuana are some kind of maniacs.
No, ma'am. I'm not talking about the soldiers taking scalps from living men. It's a ritual for a soldier to adorn himself with something
just
from
implying,
his adversary.
By implying that the ones who smoked pot did these heinous things because they are.
Why do you say that,
you're
miss? Why do you call it heinous if it's a living...
You're generalizing that people who smoke pot are going to be
right.
Uninhibited.
That's
like saying people think they can fly. When they smoke
we're
pot.
Worried about that.
No. What I'm saying is you become more creative. When you wear the ear of your adversary or the nose, you are using his power. It's a very spiritual and very ancient ritual that warriors have engaged in for a great many centuries.
Well, what
but
has that got to do with a modern...
Age, yeah. That kind of argument isn't going to further the legalization of marijuana. It's only going to set it back. For those people who don't understand, it's only going to set the cause further back. You're not helping it. You're hurting
it. Saying that it will set the cause back. You're saying it will set the cause back by telling people that our soldiers deserve the very best. Because that's what I'm saying. Our soldiers deserve to relax. They deserve to be trained. They deserve the best food, the best equipment.
I say that it should just be legalized in general, whether you're a soldier or a civilian.
Well, I don't know about the civilian world. I'm just saying that our young people in the military right now need legalized marijuana to continue to enhance their experience in the military. And I brought up the taking of scalps as a way of saying that you have a warrior that is more connected to the battle and more connected to his ancestors.
What do you mean his ancestors? What does that mean?
Talking about it from the traditional and the classical sense. The lady understands what I mean, don't you, ma'am?
I hear where you're coming from, but do you honestly think that you're going to go in front of the president and say this, and he's going to want to agree and say that that's a good thing by telling him about people taking
I believe in telling the truth. It's not maniacal to scalp a dead terrorist.
The truth is too harsh. Maybe you shouldn't.
Right. All right, Emily, thank you. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
Bye.
877-876-PHIL.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. And
I heard what you said about John Goodman off air, Phil.
Don't repeat it if you don't mind, General.
I was curious, what would you say if you found out that John Goodman was a fan of yours?
Don't he's not, is he?
No, I don't know, but I just wondered.
Well, I'd probably have some apologizing to do. General Galen Shaw joins us on the Phil Henry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking about legalizing the use of marijuana for American uniform service personnel. Whether or not it's legal for civilians is beside the point, General. And you're going to be making the case to Secretary Gates, and you hope to make the case to the president. Now, your argument is that our soldiers deserve the very best.
Absolutely, yes.
So smoking weed is the very best.
Smoking marijuana is part, yes, of the very best in terms of what these young people are used to and also... in terms of their relaxation, and from what I observed when I was in Vietnam, and I think your listeners have misunderstood me, I'm not talking about torturing other soldiers, enemy soldiers.
No, I know that, but you're talking about desecrating the bodies of dead soldiers that you find to be somehow lyrically ritualistic or something.
Well, it is a part of the ritual of the true soldier to adorn himself with face paint as well as the body parts of the enemy soldier. Now, I'm not saying wearing face paint, but the taking of scalps, noses, ears, and fingers, this is all a part of that ritual. And I think it's something the civilian needs to understand. If you saw Apocalypse Now...
I saw... Now, you mentioned Apocalypse Now during the break. That was, first of all, a fictional film.
Well, yes, it's fictional, but it was based upon some observations, one of which, the war paint and the mounting of heads on stakes. I don't, for 1 minute, countenance that. But it's understandable in the field of battle.
Understandable. Understandable that a man loses his mind to the point where...
It's not necessarily losing your mind, Phil.
Where you're mounting a head on a stake? 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Dave... in Buffalo, New York. Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with General Galen Shaw.
Yes. General.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to you. Number one, soldiers didn't take scalps or noses. And two...
In Vietnam, I noticed, I saw a number of... Not a number, but some of the Special Forces guys...
Yeah,
I
sure.
I don't know. Let me ask you a question. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, sure?
Mm-hmm.
I am a Vietnam vet.
Soldier, what's the color of your ribbon? What's the color of your in-country ribbon?
My in-country ribbon? It's gold.
And yellow. That's not in-country, that's out of country.
Well, excuse me.
All right.
Were you in country or out of country?
Yes, I was. I was with the 366 Security Police Squadron out of Da Nang.
You were at Da Nang Air Base. Were you in the field?
Yes, I was a sentry dog handler.
Very
good. Number one, we had all troops coming through Da Nang. We had Marines, and we had.
You never once saw anyone with noses hanging from his belt.
Never,
Mister. I don't know where you were. Do you mean to tell me you don't have... You're telling me... And I understand if you're trying to protect yourself or others.
No, I'm not...
You know, General, what you're saying here...
You didn't have a necklace of ears.
Never.
Right.
Never.
Why would he have a necklace of ears? Aren't you talking about behavior that is aberrant and strange?
I'm saying that as long as you weren't torturing men... Or otherwise abusing prisoners, that the natural instinct of the organic fighter was to adorn yourself with face paint and to certainly say prayers to your ancestors and so forth. Now, if you were in Vietnam, you know that the Viet Cong and the NVA did this all the time.
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa. No.
You know that they were, as the man said, banging gongs and barking at the moon.
No.
Whatever, man. I mean...
What is this whatever, man?
All right, I want to hear from Dave. Go ahead, Dave. Go on, Dave.
No.
Go ahead, Dave.
I mean, the troops over in were special. But they did not take scalps or ears or noses. They did take souvenirs, but it was of the uniform. There was a special one, the belt.
Excuse me, General. You know the guys that were real different.
Let me finish, General. You're speaking to a United States Army General.
Let the young man finish.
Let me finish. Troops did take souvenirs, but they did not take body parts. They had more respect for their enemy than that.
Let me quote you. Sure.
Well, now, wait a minute.
General, what did you see?
You say you saw this, General?
I saw, on at least two occasions, members of the United States Army airborne with a necklace of noses.
A necklace of noses. And, Dave, you didn't see this, and you were a military police officer, so you dealt with all kinds of individuals.
Yes.
And in that movie, Apocalypse Now, did you see that?
Yes, but that was...
Okay.
That was a movie.
What's that?
It was a movie, but they were smoking dope, weren't they?
Out of someone's head.
Right. That was not even based on Vietnam. That was based on a book called Heart of Darkness.
But that...
I said, Apocalypse Now wasn't even based on a Vietnam book. It was based on another book called The Heart of Darkness, about Africa.
Oh, bull crap.
No, I'm telling you the truth. That's what it was based on. Dave, thanks so much for your call, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate your shedding some light on us. Here is Amy. Amy, you're on the Phil Henry Show with General Galen Shaw. Go ahead, please.
My name's Amy.
That young man.
Hello. I've been, I'm retired.
Did not show me his in-country ribbon.
CW4. And I served honorably. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. This is General Shaw. Now, the question I've got for you is, you served where?
I served in every major conflict since Vietnam through the buildup of 2003. I've been on almost every major continent. General Shaw?
What color is your uniform?
What does that mean, what color is your uniform?
Okay, green. Good.
Dark green.
Why don't we get back to what we're talking about here, which is the legalization of marijuana for American troops.
Let's do that. That's what I want to talk about.
General Shaw, I'd like to know...
There's nothing wrong with hanging a nose around your neck if the guy was dead when you took it off of him.
All right, let's listen to Amy then. Go ahead, Amy.
Yeah. I want to know, let's see... Would you get on an airplane with a Master Army aviator or even a lieutenant right out of flight school if you knew that they were high?
You don't smoke, do you?
Excuse me?
You don't smoke. Do you smoke? Because you've got that very alto voice.
My father was in radio. I was very fortunate to inherit that from him.
Your father was in radio. Well, that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Smoking weed.
It's called genetics,
taking scalps. What's that? You asked me what?
Do you want to talk about taking scalps? When I get on an airplane
with a guy who'd been smoking, I'm talking about in combat, if a man is relaxing or if he is in combat and he has contacted that essence within himself of the warrior, whereby he adorns himself with face paint and a necklace of scalps.
General, excuse me, but I don't think you realize that we wear face paint all the time in the military now. It's called camouflage.
Camouflage, yes. Yeah, but the camouflage that we used in Vietnam, more often than not, had more to do with our surroundings vis-a-vis the Highlander natives, the tribesmen, and so forth. Now, you can't camouflage yourself at Vietnam.
Are you talking about a particular ethnicity?
Okay, what are we talking about here?
I'm talking specifically about the Cambodian Highlander tribesmen who wore nose rings and wore a necklace of, excuse me, the lady is, she's a lady, but a necklace of penises.
Well, I don't want to talk about that, okay? You know, this whole thing about wearing body parts is really grotesque and very not... I don't think it's anything you want. I don't think American soldiers that would do that should be in combat, should be in a uniform.
Mister, are you in the military? No, you're not. This lady is, and she knows what I mean. Did you ever, in any of your combat experience, Amy, wear a necklace of a man, of men's manhood?
General Shaw, with all due respect, I don't know where you come from, but I would very much like to be there with you when you speak to Secretary Gates.
I can tell you I've spoken to the Secretary before in Afghanistan. And
you're retired, though, General, aren't you?
Excuse me for just a moment. I've spoken to the Secretary before. I've told him of this idea. I said I'd like to get into it in some detail, and he's interested in speaking with me. Now, because I bring into the conversation the culture of the warrior doesn't necessarily mean I'm off my nut.
All right. Amy,
thank you
very much, and thank you for your service to our country. I appreciate that very much. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with General Galen Shaw. We're talking about legalizing marijuana for the military. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. I'm actually a United States Marine, and I just came back from a seven-month tour from Afghanistan this weekend. As we speak, I'm actually driving to see my family after
seven
that
months.
Tour. 7 months, sir.
Only 7 months, huh?
Yes, sir. We got called back early, sir, and yes, it was short, but in that time frame, we went out and did our operations, raised our readiness to 95%, and we did take care of things out there. And I can guarantee
good for you, sir.
If there's one thing that our military needs, it is not marijuana, sir. I've seen plenty of Marines and other branches of military services that have been affected by that on the combat field and off of it, and none of which have ever been any good conditions or any good consequences from that use.
Well, were they, if I could ask the young man a question, Phil.
Go ahead.
Were these soldiers connected to that organic warrior I'm talking about, vis-a-vis the wearing of a scalp?
Well, will you forget about scalps for just a minute, General, if you don't mind?
Sir, I'm a United States Marine, sir. I am they are. I'm the best of the best. We are trained to be the war fighters. We are on the front lines. We are the tip of the spear. That is what we do.
These Marines always like to blow their own horn.
Let him blow his own horn. Go ahead, young man. You were saying.
And while we did that, you know what, sir? I fought side by side with soldiers. I fought side by side with Air Force. I fought side by side with Navy. And not a single one of them would ever have touched that stuff around me. Or any of my men.
What did you see, Jonathan? What did you see, soldiers? You say you saw on occasion soldiers that smoked weed and then went out. Wherever on the line. What happened to them?
They probably were very loose and very relaxed and were having fun.
I'll tell you what they did, sir. They made poor decisions, and they got other Marines and other troops wounded and killed.
Are you sure they were high on weed and not just pills?
No, sir. I know exactly what they were on. And that's what I'm saying, sir. If you want...
Right.
If you want to do something for us, sir, there were so many times I needed new boots, sir, that I needed a chow, sir. I needed to call home, sir. But none of that ever happened.
I want to ask you, you know a soldier is on pills if his were their helmets on straight? Or were they reversed?
Yes,
were they turned around back? They were. Because if the helmet is turned around backwards, that's a pill head. If, for instance...
Oh, come on.
I'm asking the young man...
No, sir. I am not connected with the traditions of Vietnam and Korea.
Right. This is a different thing, okay?
This is Afghanistan, sir.
We had a whole different deal going.
Yes, sir.
I understand.
This is completely different.
But you guys know,
sir.
I understand that, but you realize that you're not fighting a guy wearing a uniform, so you can take a scalp, lickety split, and nobody knows the difference.
No, they can't do that either. right.
I know exactly who I'm fighting, sir. I know exactly who I'm fighting. And I know exactly what I'm doing. And if I
Wear like a necklace of noses. You turn the guy in?
If I ever saw anyone take a scalp, I would charge them for that. That is a chargeable offense under the UCMJ.
Very good, Jonathan. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate that very much. Now, there's a young man just back from Afghanistan.
I understand. He's squeaky clean, and he goes by the book. I get it. Sure, I get it. The kid was over there for 7 months. He got his face dirty a little bit, sure. But when you're out there in the jungle for a year, year and a half, and suddenly you become a part of that jungle, suddenly the jungle gets not just on your face, it doesn't just get on your boots, it just doesn't get into your underwear, it gets into your blood. And the next thing you know, you're beginning to adorn yourself with the face paint and the look of warriors that are thousands of years dead. And you may begin to identify those tribesmen as they fling a spear that goes right through the gut of Albert Hall on that Navy PBR going down the river.
All right, hold on for a minute, because I don't know where he's going with that. 877-876-PHIL. General Galen Shaw with us this hour on legalizing the smoking of marijuana for the military only on this 420. We'll be back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Navy Albert Hall.
We're talking about apocalypse now.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, with me is General Galen Shaw. You were commenting on Cameron Douglas, General?
Well, earlier we're discussing the legalization of drugs.
Cameron Douglas, by the way, that poor boy is a drug addict. He's going to jail for 4.5 years. I mean, he's going to learn a lesson either the easy way or the hard way. It looks like he's taking the hard way.
Well, I can tell you by looking at him, and I know that young man was involved in the use of drugs, but I can tell the way he looks through his face, he's crazier than a crap house rat. And we could have used someone like him in the Dom. And
you could have used someone like he's a heroin addict.
Oh, well, no one gave me the word. No one sent me the memo on that. I only knew that he smoked marijuana. But I loved his father, Kirk Douglas. And when I look at that great man, Kirk Douglas, and the stroke that has so ravaged him, I have to tell you, it reminds me of looking at a dead, NBA. Never mind.
I'm going to have to ask you, do you smoke marijuana?
That's neither here nor there.
Do you? All right. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Ed in Boston. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with General Galen Shaw.
General.
Yes, sir.
You are the nutbag. You're one of the reasons why we never won. Okay? I've never seen
You sound like you're high.
Let me tell you this. I've been straight for over 20 years, so you have absolutely no clue.
Before that, you were a junkie.
What you're talking about, man? Don't listen. One thing you don't want to do is try to mess with my head. You are the nutbag. You're one of the reasons, as I stated, you're one of the reasons why we lost Vietnam. We never won. We never won.
How do you know? You were high half the time.
Well, that's what you're asking for soldiers to be.
I was
20 years ago.
I was a specialized group of people. We were called Phoenix Project, dude. Let me explain to you. We were specialized.
Oh, here we go. Here's another guy that was in the CIA.
No, nothing.
Yeah,
You've never been there. You have never been there.
I had to clean up the mess you guys made. What are you talking about?
What?
I had to clean up the mess you guys made.
You don't have the capability or the ability
to
clean
up. Wait a minute.
Now, what do you mean, Phoenix Project? You talking about Phoenix, Arizona?
You were there. I don't even believe.
I was in Vietnam at the time you guys were over there murdering everything.
Doing what? What
setting Buddhist monks on fire? What was I doing?
Oh my God! You are.
What
such
were you guys
idiot.
Doing? What were you guys
you are
doing?
An idiot, man!
What
you
were you doing, or do you remember
about?
All about Vietnam.
Watch your language.
Sorry, sir. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Your language.
But he gets
this guy,
people like him get the real
gasoline on Buddhist monks,
and they lose.
I understand.
right.
Listen, I will tell you. I got to tell you something, Matt. You got a guy on
you
there that does more.
You could have. You shouldn't have smoked right. weed. That's what you should have done.
Nothing. That man knows nothing. He read everything he's telling you. He read out of a book.
No, I didn't. I saw it in Apocalypse Now.
So
I saw it in the movie. Huh?
Apocalypse Now.
I was in.
It's not
in Vietnam. Don't worry about it. And I'll tell you something.
Are you high right now, General?
All right, maybe I am. What's it to you?
That's what I thought.
You know where he's calling you from? He's probably calling you from a loon bed. Okay?
A
that
loon
man's
bed?
Not real. He's an illusionist.
Oh,
he's
I'm
an,
not
he's
real.
Illusion.
You're the guy that was 20 years ago. 20 years ago.
I'm crazy.
20
years.
Loans.
Please 20 don't.
Years. 20 years. 20. Oh, don't start crying. You're crying, aren't you?
Phil Hendry.